I find it always really, really challenging to preach after our Lord Himself delivered the homily. And there aren't many of those instances, but today is one of those instances where Jesus Himself delivers a homily, and it's hard to add something to that. And yet, with humility, I will try to share a few words with you today. It is a particular honor for me to celebrate this Mass with you on the memorial of Korean martyrs. I'm sure you know that the story of the Catholic Church in Korea is quite different from the history of Catholic Church in many nations. Unlike in most countries, the faith in Korea did not first arrive through foreign missionaries. Instead, it was the written word of the Gospel and Catholic writings brought from China that first touched the hearts of Koreans. So it was Korean men and women who were touched by the truth of the Gospel. And coming back from China, they brought it in Korea. The seeds of faith fell on fertile soil, and the flame of belief was kindled in their hearts. These courageous lay people began to spread the good news among their brothers and sisters who longed to know God. Missionaries and priests would come much, much, much later. The faith in Korea then was first a testimony to the power of the Word of God, received and lived by ordinary people who could not remain silent about the treasure they had discovered in Christ. Another miraculous event where lay people played immense role was in my beloved Japan, where for 200 years it was lay communities of hidden Christians that managed to keep the faith. And their rediscovery was miraculous, and I will tell a very short story that this group of people came to the church that was built because Christianity was still forbidden for Japanese, so this church was built for foreigners who arrived in Japan, in Nagasaki. And they asked the father who was there three questions. The first one was, are you obedient to the Pope in Rome? The second one, do you marry? And the third one was, show us Our Lady. And when he showed that statue that is still there in the cathedral in Urakami, the lady said, we have the same heart. For 200 years, they managed without priests to keep the faith. And we are not talking about countries that were Christian for thousands of years. The faith was there really only for 100 years before the persecution. But the soil of those hearts was so rich that those people managed in the darkness and during persecution to keep their faith alive. As I reflect on this, I cannot help but feel grateful to belong to our great Catholic family, which stretches across the world and throughout history. I'm also grateful to the popes of the last century who expanded the canon of saints to include witnesses from every continent and culture. The saints we celebrate today remind us that our faith is one and universal. It is not bound by geography or language, as we can also testify here, because we are not all born here in the United States. Also, we come from many nations and we are united in our faith. Through baptism in Jesus Christ, we are made one body, a unity that surpasses every border and every difference. The martyrs of Korea teach us something essential. Those who receive the seed of the word must nurture it, cultivate it, and allow it to grow. If we hide it, if we keep it only for ourselves, it dies. But if we live it, if we share it with our deeds, our words, and our witness, then it bears abundant fruit. And this, dear sisters, is what you are doing. Faithful to the charism of your orders, you live the joy of the Gospel and share it with those around you. You have taken the seed and allow it to grow into a tree of life that gives shades and rest to many. And please keep doing that. Let us then pray through the intercession of the Korean martyrs that we always may remain faithful to the teachings of Christ. May we know how to translate the gospel into the language of love, and may we never be afraid to share and proclaim it with others.